has over 20 years international rowing experience, rowed in the Asian Games, and of course started out with the rowing club in Karachi, also on the British Army regattas. Montesquieu, the usual fascination with cricket in that part of the world, concentrating on developing rowing as a sport in his home country, going on to win gold at the Asian Games back in 1990, along with appearances at the famed Henley Royal Regatta and several competitions around Europe. No strangers to some of the biggest names in the world of rowing. He's also set his task and his efforts on trying to develop the sport here. He joins us now alongside his partner in developing the sport in the UAE, Lorraine Thomas. Monty, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Why the UAE? I mean, in terms of taking your passion for rowing anywhere in the world, the waterways of the world, why was it that Dubai Creek and the UAE fascinated you as a possibility to expand the sport here?
Yeah, this story goes back to 1999, actually, when I landed in Dubai. And I was working in a gym at that time, and looking at what Dubai has to offer is very good nightlife and desert safaris and all that. And after that, you know, I was getting a bit bored just staying into the gym, you know, and I was missing rowing. And I used to pass these bridges on the creek, the Garhoud Bridge, and I used to see a vast, big stretch of water, very flat, and it used to make me feel that we should get some boats down here and, you know, get some people and start off rowing. And I thought of it in 2000 and started, got some boats over here, quads and eights in the Dubai Water Ski Club in 2001, and started at that place.
Is it your belief, given your experience, Asian Games, some of the biggest regattas over in Europe, you've seen rowing around the world, that it is a sport that can be developed and grown here in the UAE?
Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of people think it's because of the heat. It's not really, you know, feasible to row in Dubai. But it's the same, you know, in Europe, it's the winter when people train inside. But in Dubai, it's not the same. Like, if it's summer, people can still row, you know. In Dubai winters, there are less people coming rather than, I'm talking about the rowing school, there are less people coming in the winters rather than in the heat. I think the sun makes them more energetic, and in the winters they're more lazier. You know, they don't get out.
And Lorraine, in terms of the sort of practical day to day from the rowing academy down on the creek and attracting people into the sport, I mean, are people put off by rowing? Do they think that they have to be extremely fit in order to take up the sport in the first place?
Well, this is something that we try through our Facebook page, through our website, is to say our school is open to anybody. We teach rowing, so you don't have to be an experienced rower in the first place. We will teach you. It doesn't matter what age you are, around about 9, I would say, to start. Your height is the most important, obviously. You know, if you're only 2 foot tall, you're not going to do very well. It doesn't matter how old you are either. We have people in their 60s rowing with us. All families can row together and they can learn together. And that's the great thing about rowing, because you need different skills to get the team working right. You need strength in the middle. You need somebody light at the front who's got a good timing. It really is for anybody. And the great thing about it is, as Monty said, it's all year round, because you still get those summer breezes coming down the creek, believe it or not, even in August. And once you're hot, you're hot. Yeah, and it's one of the only outdoor sports you can really do in Dubai. And I cannot tell you the view of Dubai when you get down to the flamingos, the natural flamingo reserve, and you see the Burj Khalifa in the sunset. Helwa, it really is fantastic.
And do you get some interesting observers along the creek itself? Obviously, a very busy waterway at the best of times. Have they sort of taken to you now? They a regular sight?
They have. Don't forget, past the floating bridge, there's no other motor traffic. So at the moment, we have the creek to ourselves. The you know, the seaplane, he sees us a lot. He lands over us and he makes sure he doesn't land on top of us. But I think our biggest spectators are the amazing water life and bird life that we see. You get fishes, I swear, jumping over the bow of the boat. It is quite incredible. There's a couple of herons that always sit underneath Garhoud Bridge in the same place, watching us as we go past. The flamingos down at the end, all the different bird life. It's quite stunning.
So in terms of people taking up the sport, people coming on down to get involved, is it very open door? Do they just need to pitch up, give you guys a call?
Absolutely. We don't make people become members. That's only for people who want to be really keen and row regularly. You can just pay as you go. It's very, very simple. If you go to our website, www.montesrowingschool.com, that's all one word, you can just click on there and there's a contact form, or email us at details@montesrowingschool.com and I'll send you everything you need to know. But basically you just book ahead with us. We start from 5 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night every day of the year.
Monty, London 2012 just around the corner. A lot of excitement surrounding the rowing, specifically given the pedigree that the great British team have shown over the last 20, 30 years in the sport. Can that be expected to be carried on again this year?
Yes, definitely. I reckon that the British team, in all the Olympics, as you said, you know, last 30 years, they've been the best sport in England is rowing, you know, I think. Because the Olympics are happening in London, they're going to be like the East Germans. If anyone knows about rowing, in the 70s and 80s, they used to sweep the rowing medals, the East Germans. I think they're going to repeat the same. The British is going to be just like that. They will be very difficult to beat.
In terms of preparation, Monty, I mean, you've been there, you know, you're a gold medalist from Asian Games. You've been through all the heartache, the pain of getting yourself ready into peak condition for a big tournament, for a big regatta. Is that the all-important motive at the moment, to be at your peak at the right time? I mean, how many years have these rowers been building to this moment?
Yeah, they've been rowing is a sport. Like, even if you are on a pleasure row, you know, it's like a bank. Your body's like a bank. You row even light, you know, you just go for a light row in the on the creek or wherever you're rowing. It will store inside you, you know, the stamina will store. So it's not, but closer to the, it's like any other sport. You need to train and then you need to peak at the right time. So it's just like any other sport.
Monty, I had the pleasure of interviewing a guy called Ihsan Al-Marcouzi, who's an Emirati, who went to the Olympics in 2008. I think he was the first Emirati rowing Olympian that we've ever had in this country. And he talked me through the type of dedication that he needed in order to make it to that level. You know, the early morning training, the fact that almost every time he trained, he was training so hard and to his maximum that he would almost vomit after every training session. That's the kind of dedication he has to put in. Tell us what it takes from your point of view. What does it take for an aspirational young rower to go on and perform at the top?
Yes, talking about Emiratis, you know, I've got Emirati traditional rowing guys, you know, who are training just at my school. They've got these traditional pulling boats, which is a tradition, which is rowing, but it's a traditional, you know, it has got a different kind of boat, you know. And I've seen those guys training, and it's a very, very heavy boat they're pulling, you know. So if you put those kind of guys in this kind of rowing, in modern rowing, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of athletes, Emirati athletes, going to this kind of level.
Because it's fairly natural, isn't it, within Emiratis? I think rowing is one of those sports here, as you say, it goes back to traditions in this part of the world. They spend a lot of time around the water. Ihsan, I remember telling me that he kind of fell into it naturally. He studied in the UK, never really thought about rowing, took it up at university and suddenly found he was good at it. So it's in the blood, I think, for locals, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. It is, as I've told you, they've been rowing for long, long years, you know, and traditionally. And there's this big racing happening in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai. Every day, they've got a season, like 6-7 months. And there's big money in it, you know. If you win, if your crew wins, you know, there's a lot of money. And the best thing about is, even if you come last, there's still, you get something out of it, you know. So it's a kind of a professional sport in Dubai, you know, like you can make money out, money, you know. If you win, you can make money, you know. So
It's going to be a huge bolster, as if the sport needed it, back in the UK come the summer, because obviously a huge amount of interest on the rowing competition. Do events like the Olympics, like the Asian Games, also help you in marketing the sport in this part of the world?
Yes, definitely. Like, I'm coming on the radio now, I'm going to get a lot of calls, you know, coming from people. It's not publicized, you know, because rowing is an expensive sport. It's expensive and all that, so you can't really accommodate a lot of people. So we have got a lot of people, you know, so it's always room for other people to, you know, I mean, you really need to book your place to get in, and you need to be really dedicated. Like in England, if you're not on time, they're just going to give you a couple of chances, and then that's it, you know. If you can't turn up at that time, you're out.
In terms of London 2012, obviously Great Britain will be very well supported by the fans. Who are the other teams to look out for this year?
I think it will be Germany. Germany is going to be there. Australia is going to be there. But my money is on British. Good British stuff. Crews, yeah.
Well, you can come back anytime you want. Monty, thank you very much indeed. And Lorraine, thanks for coming down.